Welcome. Today we're heading to Hvar and the Paklenje Islands on Croatia's Dalmatian coast, a place where a handsome old harbor, limestone lanes, pine-fringed coves, and a very good lunch can fit into the same unhurried day. Hvar has a reputation for glamour and late nights, but that is only one version of the island. This is a calmer route. Begin in Hvar town, take the water seriously, then give yourself enough time to do almost nothing in a beautiful bay. The nearby Paklenje Islands are the perfect counterweight. They are close enough for an easy boat outing, yet their small coves encourage a slower pace. Think historic streets first, salt water second, and dinner without checking the clock. Start in Hvar town early before the waterfront fills and the stone begins to hold the day's heat. The harbor curves around boats and cafe terraces, with the old town climbing gently behind it. It feels theatrical, but never needs to be rushed. St. Stephen's Square, often simply called the Pijaka, is the natural point of orientation. It is one of those broad Mediterranean spaces where you can understand a town just by sitting for a few minutes. Church facades, old civic buildings, passing families, and the constant movement toward the sea. From the square, wander rather than navigate too efficiently. The smaller streets behind the main promenade reveal shuttered windows, worn stone steps, little courtyards, and fragments of everyday island life. Hvar's polished appearance becomes more interesting when you notice its lived-in edges. A useful stop is the Hvar Theater and Arsenal near the harbor. The building is a reminder that this was an important Adriatic port, not merely a modern resort. Even a quick look helps place the town within centuries of maritime trade and cultural exchange. Later, walk up toward Fortica, the hilltop fortress above town. The climb is worth treating as part of the visit, not an obstacle between you and a photograph. Pause in the shade, carry water, and let the views open gradually. From the fortress, Hvar town's geography makes sense. You see the tight harbor, the tiled roofs, the long line of coast, and the Paklenje Islands scattered across the water. It is also a useful reminder that tomorrow's boat trip does not have to be ambitious to be memorable. Come back down without a packed checklist. A swim from a nearby shore, an afternoon coffee, or a slow harbor walk can be enough. Hvar rewards people who leave a little empty space between its landmark moments. The name Paklenje Islands can sound dramatic, but the group is better understood as a loose, low-lying escape just off Hvar. Their appeal is simple. Clear Adriatic water, rocky shoreline, aromatic pines, and small bays where the day can shrink to swimming, reading, and lunch. You will find boats leaving from the Hvar waterfront, from public connections to water taxis and private excursions. The best choice depends on your comfort with independence, your budget, and the weather. Ask locally which coves are suitable that day rather than assuming every route will run the same way. Pomizana, on Sveti Clement, is the best-known landing point and a good choice for a first visit. It has a sheltered feel, a sandy bath approach through vegetation, and places to eat. Its popularity is part of the trade-off. It is convenient, but not necessarily quiet at peak hours. If you want more seclusion, look beyond the instinct to chase every famous name. Choose one additional bay that is appropriate for the conditions, settle in, and stay put. The islands are not a collection challenge. Their pleasure lies in noticing the water change color around the rocks. A small cove can feel wonderfully remote, but it is still a shared place. Bring what you need for the day, including water and sun protection, and take every bit of rubbish back with you. Facilities can be limited once you leave the better-known stops. Swimming is the central activity here, so move carefully around jetties, moored boats, and marked swimming areas. Sea shoes can be useful on rocky entries. That modest preparation makes it easier to relax instead of spending the afternoon searching for the least awkward place to enter the water. There is a particular late afternoon calm when boat traffic thins and the pine scent becomes more noticeable. If your return connection allows, do not leave at the first possible moment. One quiet hour after lunch can be the part of the excursion you remember most clearly. And there is no need to perform island life for the camera. Read a few pages, float near shore, order something simple from a local kanoba if one is open, and look back toward Hvar. The point is not isolation as a trophy, it is attention. For a simple two-day rhythm, make day one entirely about Hvar town. Arrive, get oriented around the harbor and St. Stephen's Square, explore the older lanes, and climb to Fortica when the light is kinder. Keep the evening open for a waterfront stroll and dinner. Do not schedule the fortress climb in the hottest middle part of the day if you can avoid it. A morning start or later ascent is easier, and it leaves room for a swim or a long lunch below. On a short break, energy matters more than squeezing in another sight. Reserve day 2 for the Paklenje Islands. Check the sea conditions and boat options in the morning, select a practical first stop, such as Pomizana, then decide whether a second cove actually improves the day. Often, one landing and one quiet swimming spot is plenty. Build in a buffer before your evening plans back in Hvar town. Boats and ferries are governed by weather, seasonal patterns, and demand, and island travel is more pleasant when a delay feels like extra harbor time rather than a ruined schedule. If you have only one night, resist turning it into a race. HR town in the morning, a shorter Paklani outing later, and a relaxed meal can still work. But 2 days gives the real luxury. You can enjoy the islands without watching the time from the water. A practical packing note. Take a light layer for breezy boat rides, reef-safe sun protection, a reusable bottle, and footwear you can walk in on stone. Those ordinary choices make the transition from town to boat to cove much smoother. Food on HR is most satisfying when you keep it close to the coast and season. Look for grilled fish, squid, or octopus when available, simple shellfish dishes, olive oil, vegetables, and bread that is welcome after a day in the sun. The strongest meals are often the least overcomplicated. Dalmatian cooking also rewards patience. A slow-cooked pekka, prepared beneath a bell-shaped lid, is a classic example, though it may need to be arranged in advance. Ask a restaurant what is genuinely good that day instead of arriving with a rigid order already in mind. Pair that meal with a local wine if you enjoy it, but let the setting do some of the work. An unhurried table after the boat ride is part of the experience. Choose independently owned places when you can, and be mindful that a small island business has a different rhythm from a city restaurant. For many travelers, late spring or early autumn offers the most balanced kind of visit. Warmer water than you might expect, softer crowds than the busiest summer weeks, and better conditions for wandering. Still, the weather can shift, and sea travel is never something to treat as fixed. High summer brings the fullest energy, longer bright days and more options, but also more people in town and at popular bays. If that is when you travel, start early, book only what you truly need, and seek quiet in the timing of your day rather than expecting empty coastline. Most visitors reach HR through ferry or catamaran connections from the mainland or nearby islands, then continue locally on foot, by taxi, or by boat. Confirm your route close to travel, leave room around connections, and keep essential items with you rather than buried in stored luggage. On the Paklani Islands, support small operators and restaurants by arriving with patience and clear questions. Do not assume every beach is a party venue, keep noise low in small coves, and avoid leaving litter or disposable plastics behind. Beautiful water stays beautiful through ordinary care. Water is precious on islands too. Use it thoughtfully in your accommodation. Follow local guidance around waste and swimming zones, and remember that residents are not scenery for a holiday. A polite greeting and a little consideration go further than any elaborate travel strategy. The useful takeaway is simple. Let HVAR be two things at once. Explore the town's historic heart and high viewpoints, then give the Paklani Islands enough time to be quiet. That balance turns a quick Adriatic stop into a place you can actually feel. Thanks for listening. I hope your time on HVAR includes a slow walk, a safe swim, a good local meal, and the confidence to leave some of the itinerary undone. Until next time, travel gently and enjoy the coast.